Walmart is jumping into the tax business. The box retailer says this tax season, customers can skip the check in the mail or the direct deposit and pick up their cash refunds at Walmart stores, no charge for the service. Walmart says the offer is for customer convenience, but of course it means customers will conveniently be in Walmart with cash in hand. CNN's Maggie Lake is in New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Robin.
And tell us more about this plan. How much will they give out? How do you apply?
Yeah, and do you need anything? You basically can just go in. You don't have to have a particular Walmart account, or you don't have to purchase something or be a sort of frequent visitor. But you do have to have your taxes done at one of the 25,000 outside tax preparers that are partnering with Walmart to offer this refund option. It's something they're calling direct to cash. Walmart itself, as you mentioned, isn't charging for it. There may be a nominal fee coming from some of these tax preparers, but it should be pretty small, something under $10. The thing that you're going to want to watch for, though, is that you're going to still have to pay that usual fee that you would to have an accountant prepare and file your taxes, which is going to vary depending on how complicated they are. The average, usually somewhere around $250. If you have a more simple one with no deductions, going to be closer to $100. But you are still going to have to incur that cost, even though the service itself is free from Walmart.
Well, and Walmart says they're going to cap the refunds up to $7,500. Now, people may want that money deposited in a bank account. So who is Walmart appealing to? Who would want this?
This is really focused for people who do not have a traditional bank account. If you do, the cheapest, most cost-effective thing for you to do is still file yourself, especially if it's online, or go to a person and have it direct deposited. That's your cheapest option. This, though, if you do not have a traditional bank account, you don't have that option. So this is – and that affects a lot of people. Somewhere close to, I think the estimate is 10 million people tend to be low income. And if you don't have a bank account, if you get that paper check in the mail, which sometimes there's a fee for, you then have to go to these cash checking services. Mm-hmm. And the cost there, the fees there can be sky high, a percentage of your overall refund. So compared to that option, the Walmart refund does look attractive. I will say that in some states, they're introducing being able to put on a prepaid debit card. It's not everywhere. It's a handful of states. You can go to the IRS website and check it out. But be careful there, too, because some of those prepaid debit cards have fees as well that you're going to have to want to watch out for.
Well, so it does seem as if Walmart is offering a real service to some people who would need it. But there's also people pointing out, as we just did, that, but wait, there are going to be people standing in the stores with cash.
And how dangerous is that? And in some cases, a lot of cash in their pocket. And this is where you have to really, you know, introduce your fiscal discipline to yourself. And that's the motivation. And Walmart's being really upfront about it. They're like, listen, it doesn't hurt to have our customers standing there with money in their pocket. I think it's also a recognition on the part of Walmart. They understand who their core consumer is. And they tend to be people who are on the lower end of the income scale. It's not all of them. They do recognize that they often do have trouble accessing banks. So I think that that is legitimate. And the other thing is, let's remember, Walmart has been struggling. Even though last quarter wasn't bad, maybe they did okay through the holidays. We're going to find out soon. They are under siege from all sorts of other discounters, the dollar stores, online retailers. They're trying to figure out a way to differentiate themselves. What can they offer their customers that you can't find online? And we're increasingly seeing that this idea of one-stop shopping, not only for your cereal and your goods and your dish detergent, but also for healthcare, for financial services, this might be something that's attractive to their customers and help them stand out from the pack.
Now, last year, Walmart started offering mobile checking accounts to customers. So we'll check back with you to see how this foray into banking and finance is going for Walmart down the road. CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.